The Smooth Operator Program of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia reminds drivers to always buckle up and stop aggressive driving. It's the law.
SmoothOperatorProgram.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we've already played the Dale Jr. game, the whatnot game.
Whatnot?
He only said whatnot one time today during his speech to join the other racing team.
A bit of a disappointment.
However, let's just take, 36 seconds just to hear the great orator that is Dale Jr.
You know, but, and I will, you know, honestly, I think personally I will cherish a championship on my mantle when it's all said and done. I think I can live without it, obviously, but I feel like, yeah, I think I'd be, 90-95% on my goals that I set for myself personally throughout my career. If I can't gather that championship, I really do want it.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
What not?
You know, don't just look at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Only one whatnot from Dale Jr. today.
He was saying he wants to win a championship. Is that what he said?
He wants a championship on his mantle.
To cherish.
That's what he wants.
I believe so, Mike.
And he's 90 to 95% whatnot.
He's a great orator.
He is.
He's a great speaker.
And it's order spelled O-R-T-O-R.
Order.
Order.
Order in the court.
Hey,
he's a great orator.
I have a question for you.
Where's my dinner order?
Order. I've heard a lot of commercials with people saying realtor. Realtor.
It's realtor.
Isn't it realtor?
It's realtor.
That's how most
of us
say it.
If you want to sell a house, you might want to see a realtor.
Yeah. Like
but a lot of the commercials I've been hearing are saying, consult your local realtor. Mm. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
My wife is one of those. And she uses, and she
your wife is one of what?
A real.
Somebody give me a C.
Sorry. You know. Hi, honey.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, sorry. That's right next to Fred Thompson.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern, sure. Although a lot of people in politics.
Yeah, well, anyway.
she sells real estate.
It's C. It's C.
It's
the C.
He said it's the C.
No, it's not the C. Okay.
We'll work on it.
Reed.
Anyway, what about your wife?
She sells
real
estate.
Have you said that you are with a capital C?
I'm just screwing with you. So your wife works in real estate.
Yes, and she stresses the OR sometimes when she says that word also.
Real.
Messes with me as well.
I'm confused.
It's a schwa.
What's realtor? A schwa?
The upside down E.
Excuse me?
In the pronunciation guide.
Let's keep that word off the show, okay? Yeah.
It's a schwa.
It's hello. A schwa. You know, the upside down lowercase e, pronounced
Going to get deleted.
Realtor. It's how it's in the dictionary.
But it's not realtor. It's realtor.
What's the other word you said?
Schwa.
What does that have to do with the tor or the tur?
Because it's T. Look how it's in the dictionary here. It's real.
Everybody look.
T. Thank you, Paul. You know, the upside down E in the pronunciation guide.
The upside down E is an OR sound?
No, it's an sound.
So it's realtor.
Realtor.
Not realtor.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Why aren't you like teaching a retarded kindergarten class somewhere?
He overqualified.
Look at him. Look at his body position there. He should be a teacher.
Uh-huh. I know. Look at him.
Look at the way he's holding the
book. He loves coming to the microphone now with either his research books about TV or his dictionary to give us some lecture.
Love a dictionary. Dictionary's great. Look, I wore this one out.
Yeah, look at that. It's like everything else here. Look at that thing. Look at that thing. What dog passed that? Good God, look at that.
It's a little worn.
Torn apart, like somebody's third grade dictionary.
You can't destroy the value of information.
All right, so we're agreed that it's realtor.
Realtor, yeah, call your realtor.
Like realtor, not realtor.
Mm-hmm. And I know we've been through this many times before. It's a foyer, or is it a foyer?
It's a foyer.
In this country, foyer.
And is it a living room suite or a living room suite?
It's a living room suite.
And,
What?
We always said suit.
And I know we've had this one, too.
Uh-huh.
Is it wreak havoc or wreck havoc?
Wreak havoc.
I bet you hear it both ways.
Yes. There are a million of those in the English language. Mm-hmm. You say suit, a living room suit, because your family was in a furniture
business. I say suite.
A suite, and I say foyer.
I say foyer.
You say foyer?
Come to the foyer.
Bedroom suit.
Bedroom suite.
Bedroom suite. Why are you going back to your dictionary?
Now I'm looking up foyer.
It gives him comfort.
Okay, just step away, please.
I don't need to look up suit, though.
Do you want him to step away or step off?
Yes. All of the above.
Oh, dear.
Why do you fear knowledge?
I don't fear knowledge. I fear your big mouth by a microphone.
There he goes.
Be very afraid.
See, you don't need the microphone.
It works fine.
Well, no, you can bellow from the back of the studio.
Obviously, on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, they're updating the front page right now. There should be a real simple point and click to enter the Silver Surfer thing. And also, the entire show will be available for download starting today.
Wonderful.
On our website at DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yay.
And because we're going to have the entire show now offered for download, including Buzz's News.
Cool.
I think the recap part, where they transcribe virtually every word that we've said, mm-hmm. that's going to be pared down a little
bit. Oh, good. Okay, that's good. That'll be user-friendly.
If you want the whole show, now, starting today, the entire show will be there for you to download every day as soon as we're done.
Well, that'll prevent people from taking everything we say out of context.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
What about the You Know game with Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
You know.
You know what?
You know.
Really, you know what? That's a great idea because you only had a 36-second clip, right? Not the whole hour.
Oh, no. We've got the whole thing.
But he definitely leaned on the You Knows.
You know.
You know.
And You Know is just as much of a verbal crutch as Whatnot is. Sure.
Well, it certainly is. I think we've demonstrated that on American Chopper. Here is Joe. Hi, Joe.
We can play the You Know game tomorrow. By the time I got around to starting to count that, how many times he said You Know, by the time I was done, it was 80. So he said at least 80 times, and that was after 15 minutes of the press conference.
Wow.
So tomorrow I'll probably have 100 You Know.
I'm laughing at him.
I am, look at him today.
Doesn't his hair really look like he just got out of like a 14-hour nap?
Don't screw with it. Leave it like it is. We need to take a picture of him and put it on the website.
Doesn't it look like he just got up out of bed?
Yes. I was just, when he walked in, he looks particularly sleepy. Are you particularly sleepy today?
Yeah, I got up at 6:15.
Can we get a picture of Joe and put it on the website? Because he really does look super sleepy.
Now, did you style it that way, or is that just the way it was when you woke up this morning?
This just in. Mm-hmm. Both foyers are accepted. Suit is okay for furniture.
Would you stop it? Were you reading notes now from Rob?
Uh-huh. Hey, we're all in here.
It may be real tour and not real tur.
Oh, my God.
But Rob's a real turd.
No, not when he's smiling. Just do it when he's serious, you know.
Sleepy Joe. There you go. Put that picture right up on the website.
Get it out to the fans. But anyway, we'll play the You Know game tomorrow. It should be entertaining.
Okay, Buster Poindexter.
Thank you. All right, the You Know game, the Dale Jr. You Know game.
Yeah, he uses that.
You Know.
Mm-hmm.
You Know. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi there.
Praise God.
What's happening?
What do you call a female Mexican midget?
No.
Please, we're not doing Mega's laugh with the love
and
of
I, God. Incidentally, I know the answer.
Yeah?
Hello, Donna, my show.
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
This is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
Earlier today, I was on a fence, and now my pants is real tore.
Why
not? 95%.
Okay, real tore. I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hold on. Mike is writing down the punchline
the
for
answer.
Me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Old one.
Yeah, sure.
But if you translated it.
You don't have, Mike, I understand.
More?
No, I understand, Mike.
He wants to
drive. I've heard the name Consuelo before. and I know that if you take it and do it phonetically.
Yes. That was just, I wanted to write that down for your amusement right there. The C word. Thank you.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Yes, the punchline was the name Consuelo.
Yes, because you see, it's wild stuff. It's way
like
low.
Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelo.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. That is really her.
So her name is Kelly Consuelo.
That's true.
Hard to believe, but
it's her real name.
And I bet it's true.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, depending on what she's walking in.
She's nude.
Nude, walking in like mud.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
Scooter.
Do you think?
The Consuelo scooter. I don't know if they have one. I know they travel the Caribbean quite a bit.
They should.
Mm-hmm. Ouch, she says.
But she uses her Ripa name, her maiden name, yeah, for the show. Otherwise, she would be known as Kelly Consuelo.
That's right.
You know, we were so hasty with that guy, and now he's laughing.
He showed us, didn't he?
He did.
Sometimes our listeners can show us your little brains.
Yeah, when we do that, it's kind of a satisfying feeling of ripping off one of our listeners.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Joe had me on a little bit ago, but I couldn't talk.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see that that situation has remedied itself now.
It hasn't changed.
Well, I was calling about the Silver Surfer deal.
Dude. That is on our website now. It's an internet-only contest, please.
I understand that. I was going to ask if you guys wanted us to post pictures along with it.
Pictures along with your theme?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
If you'd like to send a picture, absolutely.
All right. Good. All right.
Okay. Send a picture of your mom, Mrs. Consuelo.
He's been obsessing about the Silver Surfer since it came out of your mom.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
100 racks. The new energy drink is guaranteed to make your Richard stand up.
I don't know. What was that?
Is that just a shameless plug?
No. This is true. You didn't hear about the guy that drank the energy drink?
Oh, yeah.
And his Richard wouldn't go down without the name.
We have that story, too.
That's another one that was on the news. That's another one that was on the news that I saw on TV today. Right. There's two things that buzzed out on the news.
I see. I missed that one. Did you have that yesterday?
Yeah. A guy had some energy drink, and his situation, his excitement lasted more than 4 hours. It actually lasted into the next day. He had to see a doctor. Remember, the doctor had to cut some things to make it go away.
That was your kicker.
Never be the same.
Right at the end of the news.
Yeah, I like the funny story.
Let me see. Real fast. The crocodile hunter girl. What's her name?
Bindi Irwin.
Yeah. This thing gets sicker and sicker. I saw on TV today. She got to meet the Dalai Lama.
All right.
Come on. Give her a vacation.
For the first time ever, I got the head.
And then, of course, she's telling everybody about the souvenir that she got after her dad was killed by that stingray.
Yes. Yeah.
For the first time ever, I got the head.
Got daddy's head on a stick.
Not even aware of what's going on.
That's amazing.
Also, before we start talking about the Sopranos with the guy that was gay, Vito.
Vito.
We had Ross Valerie from Journey on Monday about Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh, this is incredible.
As it turns out, Steve Perry would not sign off on the use of that song in the episode unless they told him how the episode was going to end.
Ooh.
So let me see. This is from MTV News. I was not excited about the Soprano family being whacked to Don't Stop Believing. I told them unless I know what happens, and I will swear to secrecy, I cannot in good conscience feel good about the use of my song.
Right.
So they told them. So they told him,
isn't he a stain? Isn't he? I mean, didn't he fight with all the other members of the band?
Right. That's why he's not in the band anymore.
Because he's got that attitude. He's got that tude, that long tude. Got to tell me the ending. What's that?
There was some tension between him and the band, but I think they've patched it up.
Oh, they have?
Yeah. And in the last 2 days. Well, not really. Has Joe told you something different after he talked to Ross Valerie?
No. One of the last times we talked to Ross, he said that at least that they have to attend meetings together and that everybody's civil and polite and it's kind of okay.
Well, yesterday Journey announced that they kicked the other guy that replaced Steve Perry.
Uh-huh. That guy's out?
That guy's out.
Ooh.
And they got a new guy in now.
Right, but Steve Perry will never come back to the group.
And also, Don't Stop Believing by Journey is up to number 18 on iTunes.
It's 18 now?
Number 18 on iTunes.
Wasn't it like 138 or something like that? It was amazing.
And finally, let me see. What is this? Oh, Wikipedia. This is why whenever someone says to me Wikipedia, I always go.
Yeah, beware. Be very afraid. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, they've apparently Wikipedia has put a hold on the David Chase page, because everybody was writing that he's gay.
Because they were mad at him.
Because they're mad about the Sopranos.
And really, anything on Wikipedia, you said this a long time ago, you just can waltz in there and kind of update it, right? If it's open for editing, you can
write anything about anybody on Wikipedia.
Wikipedia has the right to close it down and eliminate that, but most of the bios on Wikipedia are open for everybody to edit.
Well, that's what we got to break. And did I mention that God needed a guy that would teach him how to make baking soda explode into a volcano at home?
Really?
No.
Mr. Wizard. You didn't
know
that?
Oh, yeah. God rest his soul. Yeah.
God needed someone to teach him how to make simple homemade experiments.
You know, not good to speak ill of the dead,
no.
And I'm certainly not going to besmirch the legacy of Mr. Wizard.
Thank you.
But I always considered Mr. Wizard too much of a teacher. I thought he was too teacher-like and not wizardy enough.
I liked his son, the Wizinator.
That was a fantastic device.
I shall always remember the last incarnation of Mr. Wizard, and there was a run of episodes on Nickelodeon, and there was one episode when they were teaching how to teach your body volume, and it involved a kid getting into a trash can full of water.
Right.
And it was a younger kid, and Mr. Wizard is old and in a sweater.
And he was naked.
And the kid kept saying, "This water is really cold, Mr. Wizard." Mr. Wizard, "We're almost done, Johnny." And it was a little odd.
Jesus, that's like a medical experiment. Yeah. That's like a Nazi experiment.
Uh-huh. "This water is really cold."
Mr. Wizard is going to see how long you can stand it. How long can you stay in the freezing water? That will help our Luftwaffe pilots.
I know we got a break here. I can do this in less than a minute so we can talk to Vito. About Nazis. Yes. Did you happen to read, not for you, Rob, Mark Fisher's column in the Washington Post today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The story is getting national headlines here in D.C. Some guy didn't get his pants from the cleaners.
Right.
They lost his pants, and he's suing the cleaners for $56 million.
This story was unbelievable to start with, but it was kind of a throwaway. And now with all these details coming in, it's getting totally weird that the guy, the judge,
yes,
who's suing custom cleaners.
The cleaners, mm-hmm. Yeah. So the judge who's bringing the legal action against the cleaners.
When did they drop the name, incidentally, on the cleaners? It's custom cleaners. When did they drop the name Harvey? Sorry. Private joke. I apologize.
Anyway, the judge. the judge that brought the legal action brought a bunch of dissatisfied customers of this cleaners as like evidence that they run a bad business.
Witnesses.
And one of the ladies was quoted in Mark Fisher's piece in the Washington Post today as saying, "They lost a shirt of mine and they lost his pants.
And I went in to complain.
And it reminded me of the way that the Nazis treated the Jews during World War II.
This is incredible. And did you mention the amount? This is for a lost pair of pants. Is it $62 million?
56.
Right around there.
$56 million.
And they've already offered the guy a $12,000 payoff to just go away.
And did you hear in the opening part of the trial, the judge couldn't compose himself? He was getting emotional.
Now, again, when you say
about
judge,
his pants.
I'm sorry, the
judge is the guy that's suing the cleaners.
There's
a judge for the trial, but the man who filed suit is a sitting judge.
Mm-hmm. And he got so emotional about the pair of pants that they lost, he started crying on the witness stand, and he says he's suing this cleaner for $56 million on behalf of everyone who's ever had a pair of pants lost at a cleaner's.
If there is any justice, they will rule in favor of the cleaners and make
absolutely
the judge pay punitive damages for emotional distress inflicted upon the business owner.
So they got a quote from one of this guy's character witnesses who gets up on the stand, and she says, "Yes, they lost some of my clothing. It reminds me of the way the Nazis were in World War II."
That's incredible.
How it started.
What does that have to do with Nazis?
First they took the pants, and I said nothing.
nothing.
I guess so. Anyway, good column by Mark Fisher.
Yeah, it was interesting, and this is still ongoing. We're going to find out what the result is in a couple of weeks.
Oh, and here's a tape of that judge.
One day we were at a concert hall, and I met a young lady.
Talking about his laundry.
By accident, who happened to be there. And I invited her into my office. So we entered the bathroom and the dressing room, and
yes, Judge.
The forces of gravity forced my pants to fall to the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
My mom.
And she had an opening, and I had a stiff proposition, and one thing led to the other.
Right, Gene.
Gross. So that is still, that may be our all-time grossest tape.
Don't you just feel like you have VD after you listen to that tape?
It's horrible.
All right, we'll come back with Gay Vito.
Yay!
From The Sopranos.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I, Frank Dean, would like to formally announce that I am running red lights far too often.
Hi, I'm Mark. I run stop signs and weave in and out of traffic. What do you do?
Remember me? Last weekend? Tailgater.
The first step in changing behavior is admitting you have a problem.
Good morning, class. I'm Mrs. Johnson, and I'm a speeder.
Good morning, Mrs. Johnson, the speeder.
Yeah, I've got 10 years riding hogs and 9 years aggressive driving.
Aggressive driving is a serious problem.
See the guy over there in the blue? That's Margie's husband. He's the kid's coach. He says he's a speeder.
Hi, folks. I'm the doctor on call tonight and a crazy lane changer.
Impressive resume, Mike. I see you're quite an aggressive driver.
It's time to stop driving aggressively. Area law enforcement are targeting aggressive drivers with tickets, fines, and points. Stop or be stopped. The Smooth Operator Program is tough on aggressive drivers.
SmoothOperatorProgram.com.